Now focusing on reaction to the suspension of the implementation of the mining charter, Mineral Resources Minister Msebenzi Zwane has said this is to allow time for a court challenge by the Chamber of Mines, while Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba has indicated that the two parties need to return to negotiations. Senior Executive of Public Affairs and Transformation at the Chamber of Mines, Dibello Chabane, joins us on the line. Welcome back to Money Talk, Dibello.
Good evening.
How has the Chamber reacted to the suspension of the implementation of this new mining charter?
The Minister's team essentially approached us because, you know, we had lodged our application, I think it was on the 26th of June. So they approached us requesting more time to file their applying affidavit, and which we, you know, we said, well, we've got to be reasonable and grant them that time. So, no, it's, and with the charter being suspended in the meantime until certainly the judgment relating to the interdict, that certainly serves our members, because we've basically said time and time again that this charter is hugely damaging to the industry. So I think it's a positive step for the industry.
Now, explain to us what happens to the court challenge that has already begun on the side of the Chamber of Mines.
Well, simply put, I mean, the minister and his team are going to respond with their replying affidavit by the end of this month, July, and we're going to go to court in September. So we will be hearing the interim urgent application essentially then, mid-September. So that will proceed. Now, there's another action that you know about relating to the continuing consequences of our transaction. Some people call it once empowered, always empowered.
Yes.
Now, that particular matter is proceeding on the 9th and 10th of November. So that's action number two. And the third action, after this interdict, if this interdict is then granted, and we want this interdict to certainly apply from the date of the hearing of the urgent interdict right up until the charter is actually reviewed. So the third action relates to the actual review of the mining charter from on procedural and substantive grounds, which will be heard later.
What happens then in the interim? Is the Chamber of Mines intending to meet with the Mineral Resources Minister as sought by the Finance Minister, Malusi Gigaba?
Look, at this stage, no. I mean, I think we've made it pretty clear that it's the Minister that came up with this charter unilaterally. He implemented it unilaterally. And this is not a charter that's going to advance transformation. It's going to essentially advance the interests of a select few and prejudice the country as a whole. So this is not something that we can just leave in abeyance like that. That's why we've taken action to get it interdicted. So at this stage, it's not really about negotiations.
Lastly, outside of the media reports indicating that government is looking for this matter to go back to the negotiating table, has the Chamber of Mines been approached in this regard by anyone in the Mineral Resources Department?
No, we have not been approached.
Thank you so much for your time. Senior Executive of Public Affairs and Transformation at the Chamber of Mines, Dibello Chabane, discussing reaction to the suspension of the new mining charter here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM.